Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Automotive. For whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Sean McDermott joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning to you, and happy Friday to everyone out there as well.
We are just getting ready for the Sabres today at 1 p.m., Coach. We're within 2 hours of their season, the puck dropping, and they're going to be over in Europe today. Pretty cool, right, to start the season here? I know you get a little excited when you see the Sabres play out there, and I know you're a big part of watching them.
Yeah, we're excited once the hockey season gets rolling, and real excited for the Sabres and the organization and Lindy and Kevin Adams. And I know they've been hard at work to get this thing rolling and off to a good start, so can't wait to watch.
It doesn't matter what sport you're playing, right, Coach? When you have those that first game, we talked about this before the opener against Arizona in football, and we were talking about Pee Wee and Pop Warner in high school. I don't care what sport you're in. Everybody's 0-0. You're feeling fresh about yourself. It's a pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a fresh start, and it's just a lot of excitement around the team and what they've been doing the last couple of years in terms of building it, and I'm excited to watch this season, hopefully be in attendance for a couple games with my family.
All right, Coach, let's go to a very important Barnes injury report today, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash, for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You have plenty of names that we can get to here. I'll let you tell us if you're going to declare anyone out for the game officially as of right now on Sunday.
Okay, here's what we've got. This is the update. We've got Austin Johnson. These are the players that will be out. Austin Johnson, Taylor Rapp, Khalil Shakir, Ed Oliver. Everyone knows about Vaughn. And that is it right now. That's what we have right now. And then Taron Johnson will be limited, as well as Terrell Bernard with practice today. And we'll see. They'll be listed as questionable on the report, so we'll see how they do here today and on into the game.
Okay, so when you say they're out, these players you gave me, the five, including Vaughn, obviously, are out for the game, not just today at practice?
Correct.
Okay. With Ed, obviously it came up yesterday, a hamstring issue. He had not been on the injury report. Can you give us an update on him and what happened there?
Yeah, just a hamstring injury, going through a drill early in practice and, you know, felt something there and we came off the field and went right into to the examination.
Okay, so defensive line, obviously, now something you have to address. You have by signing Zion Logue. What can you tell us about the new player you signed a little bit earlier this week off the Atlanta Falcons practice squad?
Yeah, rookie off of Atlanta's practice squad. He got here Monday or Tuesday. First practice was Wednesday. So he's had 2 days of practice in our system. This will be his effective, which that's what we're going to do. This will be his first game action. So he's done a nice job over the last 2 days, and you know, hopefully this is a player that we can grow and develop over the course of time here.
Sean, you said after the game you wish you had, I think, 5 hours it was, to watch the film to figure out, you know, what happened on Sunday night. So let's go back to that real quick. And after you did watch the film, however long it took you and when you did it, what was your takeaway from your team's performance on Sunday and why things broke down?
Well, we didn't play our best game, right? So we didn't perform at a level that would have allowed us to win the game. And that's, you know, playing and coaching both, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about perform. Mm-hmm. So that's something we can control, and you can't always control the result, but if you play at a level that gives you a chance, if you perform at a level, again, I should say that gives you a chance to win, that's what you can control. So, we've made some adjustments this week, hopefully the right adjustments in terms of some good conversations among the staff, coaching staff with players, so on and so forth. And those are the adjustments that you need to be able to make within the course of a season, week to week. And so, yet staying consistent as much as you can in your overall approach. So we go back out there today to have a good practice and continue to improve our football team.
I'm glad you went there, because that was kind of leading into my next question, actually, which is sometimes you'll hear coaches or players say, well, we just have to flush it and forget about it, move on. Of course, you have to move on. But what I always hear coming out of your locker room is, hey, we have to be honest with each other. We have to have good conversations, have to have honest conversations. Sometimes they can be uncomfortable. What is the key to turning it around if you have a night like that and making sure that, you know, it doesn't happen again and doesn't pile on the next week?
Well, I think you've got to start with an optimistic approach and a vision, right, for things. And then, as you mentioned, Sal, you try and uncover what exactly caused us to perform that way, and then you address the things that you can. Now, there's some things that are outside of your control that you can't control, right? What the opponent does, some of the injuries, what have you, but you control the things that you can, and that's what you look to, that's where you look, I should say, to make the adjustments. And you know, the journey of a season is about, you know, tweaking here, making an adjustment there, and then going out and getting back at it. I think consistency is important from an approach standpoint, but not from a, hey, we're afraid to have those truthful conversations, because if you do that, you're living lies and you're not really giving yourself the best chance to improve week to week.
Sean, Josh Allen was named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. What can you say about your quarterback and his start? And I think we brought it up last week. He just seems very much in control and command right now. But what you've seen from Josh through the first month of the season.
Right, you said it. Especially the first three games of the season. So he's been in command and able to manage the game offensively for us. And we've been playing good complementary football up until last week. And so... we've got to get back to that and also keeping him in a position where he's able to do that keeps him fresh, right, and less sore than he was this past week. So that's also an added benefit when you're playing a certain way and not just offensively but collectively in all three phases.
All right, here we go. The Houston Texans on Sunday, a really good team, obviously. The storyline, locally and nationally, playing against Stephon Diggs here. I know you've been asked about it many times, but what did Stephon mean to you and the organization through the 4 years that he was in Buffalo?
Yeah, Steph was a really good player for us, and we won a lot of games when he was here. And You know, earlier in the week I mentioned this. He's a really good player for the Houston Texans now, and our focus needs to be where it needs to be in order for us to perform at a higher level to give ourselves a chance to win. So it's gonna demand all of our focus on that and that only. So I'm sure, you know, guys will be able to say hi to Steph before or after the game, and that'll be great. But we've got a job to do at the same time.
Another reunion here, Jerry Hughes, 36 years old and still going, Coach. What do you say about Jerry when you were able to coach him here in Buffalo? He's a big part of that defense when you first came on.
Yeah, he was great. And what more could you ask for in your first year as a head coach than to be around a guy like Jerry Hughes and his family? And we love him, and just really cool that he's still playing. And it just goes to show you what a professional he has really grown into. And, you know, just happy for him, happy for his family. He's from down there. And so to be, you know, playing for your hometown team as you finish it up is I think if we all had it our way, we'd love to do that, all of us, right? So good for him and his family.
All right, C.J. Stroud, I mean, one of the most historic rookie seasons ever last year for an NFL quarterback. What do you see from the young quarterback on film?
Yeah, very impressed. Obviously, our first time going against him, and very impressed with his development, how quickly he reads things, how quickly he gets the ball out. And the success that he's had is by no mistake. And so it'll be a big challenge for us, for our defense, and then collectively as a team.
And then last one for you, Coach. Up front, obviously, they've kind of done a really nice job to rebuild. And from where they were, Willie Anderson, they get Danielle Hunter, of course, coming over. What do you see from that front and the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some players that are you know, some of the tops at their position or close to the top that are difference makers, players you have to game plan for. So it's something we have to be aware of and know that, hey, we, you know, they've got those types of rushers out there that you do have to game plan for and be aware of when you're building a game plan. So that'll be, you know, at the forefront of our minds as we head down there. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.